And we're going to be talking about today the New World Order, the New World Taxation, and the One World Money. One World Order, One World Taxation, and One World Money.
Yes.
Your thought on. 15, now almost 16 years as an accredited asset management specialist, involved in commodities for 10 years, helped thousands of other clients, Christians, to get themselves prepared. So, Terry Sacco, welcome to the Prophecy Club, my brother.
Welcome to be here, Stan. Thank you.
Okay, so tell us, One World Order, One World Taxation, One World Money. Right. What is going on? What's coming?
Yeah, and you know, we use in Christianity, you notice how we use the New World Order a lot, and people think it's gotten to a point of conspiracy, but it's not. So today we're going to get into actual details of who is behind it, what the objectives are for these people, and I think you'll understand once you kind of hear the inside detail that it's not really a conspiracy at all, that it just happens to be a mindset of a lot of the leaders in the world, and that mindset is what is going to control this. And so, you know, we use New World Order, we use this idea, this word, because we know that biblically it talks about where we were going. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, you guys just conspiracy because you think this is what's happening, and they'll splice, you know, pieces of media in from presidents that say we're entering a new world order. But there, you have to understand there is a lot of mind control and conditioning, especially in our media. And when we get into some of the details today, you're going to understand a little better what the objective is of these individuals. And the goal, of course, is the one world order, one world taxation, and one world money. And a lot of people, they don't really, I think, believe that, Stan, to be honest. I think they know we talk about it biblically. Prophetically, we've been explaining it for quite some time. But I think there's a difference because it's partly in the spirit, and then there's the physical. I'm going to give you details of the physical today of why many prophetic in the spirit are having this just urgency to warn people. This is the attempt on the evaporation of our freedom, what it means. Now, the timeline of it could be a few years. I know, just from my industry, within the next 12 months to 24 months, we are going to experience unbelievable changes globally. It's global economic. There are so many factors we can get into, but there are some big things coming in the attempt to begin this process. So where it goes, there's a gentleman named Jim Rickards. He's a really smart guy. He's been a big advisor, heavily involved with a lot of the politic and then the global economic stuff. He lays out this piece in a unique way. But what's interesting about what he's saying, it really correlates very well with the Great Reset. We hear a lot of terminology about the Great Reset, and all of it is the same thing. The Great Reset is nothing more than the beginning stages of what this group of people are trying to do. There's definitely a good couple hundred leaders around the world that are attempting to do this. And I'm not even sure if it's conscious to some extent. This is where I believe our prophets are picking up, because there is a kind of an unconscious, subconscious. When, you know, you're under the influence of the devil, you can say and do things you don't even realize you're doing it for the wrong reason, but they do. And so there's one company in particular. Now, I'm not really calling out specifically. I'm just merely pointing out the facts. This particular corporation, now, governments and corporations have been aligning recently, well, since 2014. The whole idea of the Great Reset is an alignment of corporate and government interest. So that's why you're seeing corporations go woke. That's why you're seeing the attack on farming. That's why you're seeing in the media, they all always say the same thing. If you notice, all media outlets will say the same word or phrases because it's all programming. Corporations are now going in and backing that up. We don't have to go any farther than Walt Disney. and Disney World to explain that one. I mean, who ever thought Disney would ever go in the direction they're going? I mean, it's a travesty to children. And yet they are the epitome of like joy and fun for children, right? So that is so true of what the devil is. Corporations, though, on the financial are going heavy. And there's one specific corporation, which is BlackRock. BlackRock literally owns the world. Now, I won't get into names too much. It's controlled by a guy named Larry Fink. He really is just a brilliant man who loved power. I'm not so sure he's really evil per se. I don't even know if he understands. But BlackRock has grown to a financial corporation. Literally now, they control upwards to $16 trillion of wealth. And actually more when you bring in some subsidiary. They're the main owner of just about every company that matters when it comes to food, media, and finance. BlackRock is even a major owner of Vanguard. They own 10 to 15% of all of these companies. And the reason being, if they own that much, the corporations actually have to get permission from BlackRock in order to do certain things. And so when I get into this, you'll understand BlackRock is the one that controls the switch financially. Remember, whoever controls the money really controls the world. It has nothing to do with politics. And unbelievably, they have grown to be the largest financial company in the world. Now, again, I don't believe their intention was solely evil, but you have to understand that BlackRock works specifically with corporations. They work with what I call the plants. The plants will be the leaders of the IMF, the leaders of the World Bank. We can go on the World Economic Forum, the United Nations. All of these leaders, in a unique way, have the same ideology. One world order, one world taxation, one world money. Now, this isn't conspiracy because it's from their own words. It's from their own video. It's from their own texts. They are doing it thinking, as they say anyway, they're trying to make humanity better. But what they really are doing is enslaving humanity and trying to destroy a vast part of the population. One of the main gentlemen at the World Economic Forum, and I don't like to give names because it's just not necessary right now. You can look it up. He actually advocates that the world, vast majority of the world's population is unnecessary. So the whole idea of depopulation is definitely a part of this attack. But when I say plants, I'm talking about everyone, the people who run the world, who run the organizations that run the world, the IMF, the World Bank and such, right down to our Federal Reserve Chair, our Secretary of Treasury. It is all controlled and it comes out of, now I know some of this is conspiracy word or language, but it's not. These are the actual facts. These narratives come out of the organization called the Council of Foreign Relations. There's other groups, the Bilderbergs, and I'm sure others have heard the word Davos. This is an org. These are organizations of corporations mixed in with heads of state and heads of finance. They meet to discuss the problems of the world and how they want to change it. But we all know in the spirit that the changes they want to make is not in our best interest. It is leading to the mark of the beast, the one world order, the enslavement, and the destruction of our Christianity if they had their way. The Council of Foreign Relations president, there was even a video showing Sloppy Joe giving a speech at the CFR. And he actually called the president of the Council of Foreign Relations president of the United States. Which we know he kind of has slip of tongue all the time. Unfortunately, it's his degradation of mind. But he was actually right. They, in the Council of Foreign Relations, dictate to the heads of state and dictate to the corporations. And they all are working together to create this one world order, one world money, one world taxation. It's getting to the point now they're out in the open. A lot of this was actually very secret. It was done under wraps. But now for some unique reason, I like to think it was God coming in. I like to think the wisdom of the Spirit is coming into people, and we're waking up and we're starting to see what is taking place. They're now exposed. So the matter is, do they succeed or do we have victory for freedom? And that's to be determined. A lot of prophets think we're going to have a breakout of freedom. And then there's others that show a big destruction before that happens. So we just have to wait and see how it plays out. But what has to allow this to take place, what they're trying to do before they can get into the one world order, one world money, one taxation, they need to create an event. We've been talking about this for some time. I contended if the election in 2016 went the other way, a war with Russia was going to be imminent because they were going to blame the collapse of the world economy on Russia. That didn't work. Miraculously, you know, something else shows up in 2019. We were able to shut down the system for a year or two, and that didn't work. We actually came out of it. Now, we are experiencing supply chain problems. There are still coordinated attacks on the food system by design, but that's failing as well. And then there's the war with Russia and Ukraine. That was supposed to spiral a little more out of control. So far, that has not. So they're running out of crisis ideas. Now, believe me, they have plenty of them. But I mean, the ones that we're playing out are not really working. But they have to have a very deep and dark crisis take place globally in order to convince the people to give up the freedoms to allow this to be organized. And it's kind of weird because it goes to that movie with Kirk Cameron where, you know, it's the end of time and last day or something. I forget the movie title, but it was funny because they had an event that took place and the Antichrist stepped up to be the person to solve all the problems and got everybody together. Now, I'm not so sure this event is that moment, but I do know they need a specific serious global crisis in order to pull this off, because it's going to do what they call a freeze. This is already in place. So what I'm getting ready to explain is not theory. It is in law, written law around the world. When this event takes place, we don't know what it is. It will be an event we just wake up to and it's going to happen. But when it does, it's going to freeze the financial system, completely freeze it. The global money system will completely freeze, and that's going to bring the ability for individuals. You won't be able to get in and sell. You won't be able to buy. You won't be able to go to an ATM and withdraw money. The entire system will be frozen. The banking system will be completely frozen during this period. That is why, by the way, I keep contending it's so vital we have a nice portion of our assets and our money outside of the system, and why physical silver and gold is so, so valuable. But there won't be any selling or buying. You won't be able to go to the ATM. That's how important this freeze is. The leaders that are involved in it are already doing it. They're talking about it. I'm talking the IMF, all of them, they're meeting on it on a daily basis. They're discussing now the crisis in food that we're having that is being orchestrated globally. They're orchestrating some kind of an event to allow the freeze to take place. So once the freeze gets in, these leaders of the Economic Forum, of the United Nations, the IMF, these are unelected leaders, right down to the heads of the central bank, the secretary of treasury. These are unelected leaders. These are bureaucrats that can, what we call technocrats. They can do whatever they want. They have no consequence. They have no accountability. And so the groups we're talking about would be, like I said, IMF, the Federal Reserve, Wall Street, very specific banks on Wall Street, the Bilderbergs, BlackRock is the massive major financial entity that controls it all, because they own 10 to 13% of just about every corporation that matters, central banks, and the media. That's why it's so important not to listen to mainstream media. You have to go into Christian sources that are being led by the Spirit, because the media is in mind control mode to pin one group against another to cause the chaos that you're seeing play out in front of you. You'll notice the media will be saying one thing and they all say the same narrative. We've had a video of local news all around the country, and they always use the same verbiage. It's mind control. It's designed to create the division in order to get America to cause a almost civil war aspect, but they need to destroy us. We are the last leg standing in the way of the one world order, one world money, because we are independent, sovereign, free, powerful, intelligent, and incredibly spiritual people. America has been a great nation of ministry for quite some time. They need to take down our ability to access the shed blood of Christ. And they need to destroy our middle class and our economic power. That's why you see so much on one end of politics taking everything overseas, and the other side of politics trying to empower our own nation again, because it's a divisive thing to try to destroy our country. But they're doing this on purpose. So when this freeze takes place, and I contend, I hate to say it, but I really believe we're within 12 to 24 months of this event taking place. I won't be surprised if I wake up tomorrow and it happens. I'm prepared already. I'm prepared with food. I'm prepared to have assets outside the financial system. My IRA contains $1.69, if that ought to tell you something. I don't put my faith in a system that can just turn the switch or lock the door. I'm just not doing it. I'm a tangible asset guy. And here's the thing. It's not only not conspiracy, it's legal. The laws have been put in place to get ready for this event. They're preparing for it already. And if people don't believe the laws are there, I'm telling you, they're there. IRA money, the markets in the IRA money, it's not even money markets. They're not even cash money market reserves anymore. They're government bond accounts, U.S. Treasury accounts, bonds, all of this stuff. None of that is going to be viable in the future. It's all going to get locked up. And people say, oh, that's ridiculous. They need us. These countries need this. You have to understand the insidious nature of the people behind you. If you go to the World Economic Forum and you listen to them give their speeches and you see them literally tell you that the population is unnecessary, that we can use 5 billion less people in the world, you'll understand this is a global effort. And for people to think that China needs us because of products, or that you need to understand that this is all a global communist move. It's a, I call it a Fourth Reich. It's a rising of a global national socialist order. And the leaders of all of these organizations I'm naming, they're all part of it. They all do their part. Now, we didn't really know, some people did. That's why they called, you know, those conspiracy theorists back in the day. But now it's so out in the open. They're literally saying it publicly because the battle is right there. I really believe we are on the front line of all human freedom right now compared to being enslaved by the one world order. It is that close. And for those that don't believe it, you better get busy studying, or you better start praying, because they're doing it right now as we're speaking. There is now here's what's going on like in Congress. There's something called an International Emergency Economic Powers Act. It's like, I won't get into the abbreviation, but it's International Emergency Economic Powers Act, already written. It's already in place. If there's some type of emergency related to a foreign entity, our government already has the ability to freeze the system. We're already in a global economy. So of course there's going to be a foreign entity involved when they decide to pull the trigger. That law is already in place. They will freeze every single account, stock account, bank account, you name it, will be frozen. There's what we call bail-ins. We've talked about that before, where part of all of this, when these institutions start to fail, you won't have the ability to retrieve your money. Now, this is happening all over the world right now. People just don't realize it. But the bail-ins are a part of it. So let's say you have $100,000 in your savings account. If the freeze takes place, when it takes place, I'm saying if, well, I could say if we become victorious and stop this, but we have got to wake up to stop it and just say no. My contention is they're probably going to do it. The Bible lays it out. My guess is it's coming. So we better be prepared. But if you have $100,000 in the bank account and the freeze takes place, they can do a bail-in and take who knows what number, half, if not more, of that $100,000, and tell you, I'm sorry, but that's part of this law. It's part of the bail-in provision, and it's taking place now, right now. Even in China and other countries around the world, bail-ins are taking place. It happened in Greece, as an example, as part of a test run. So it doesn't matter what kind of the dynamics of the media take place. This is not part of this. You have to be careful what they're telling us, because the governments will have the ability to levy all asset bases that's in the system. That's why I'm so big on having gold and silver outside the system in a private depository that can have it shipped to you or buried in your backyard or in a safe. Because during this freeze period, when they get to that point and they go through, now there'll be a great excuse. So don't get me wrong. It's not something arbitrary where everybody is shocked. There is going to be an event. It may be another pandemic. Maybe it's some egregious war. Hear the verbiage they're throwing out in the media and you'll understand where I'm getting at. They're right there. We're within 12 to 24 months of some major event taking place. Their goal is the one world order, one taxation, one world money. The baby step to that will be the great reset, digital currencies, enslavement of us people with cashless society and programmable money. And then the next phase will kick in. So this is not a conspiracy anymore. It's actually happening. The question is, will we be able to stop it? Will we be able to, through prayer and through maybe putting the right people in place, we can slow it down enough? Because what people think is just chatter is actually happening. We can't see most of it because it's being censored. Censorship is really huge right now. And the violation of the rule of law is unprecedented, what's taking place in the United States. There are places you can go to find the information. There are areas in the internet, like in Rumble, and places you can go where you can get the truth and hear it, but not enough are hearing it. So a vast majority of our society, not just in America, but around the world, is completely disconnected from what is being attempted. And I like to use the word attempted, Stan. I know what we see coming. It's probably going to happen, but I like to hope we'll have a little reprieve in the middle of that, because these steps they're taking right now as we're speaking are literally months away from being activated. I think we've got some fireworks coming towards the end of the year here. And in the next 12 to 24 months, when you see what's going to roll out from these groups and the narrative, wait until you see the food crisis coming this fall. If we get that bank freeze, you are going to regret having all of your assets in one bank. Remember, it's paper currency. It's fiat. It costs the same amount of money to print a $1 bill as it does a $20 bill. And yet it has different value. It's not money. We need to get really focused on what real money is right now, which is tangible assets, gold, silver, of course, land, other equipment. Land can be taxed pretty differently, locally, but there are ways to protect ourselves. We need to be prepared because this event is taking place. Now, I hope, I still got to believe God is coming in for like a ninth inning rally here if we continue to remain faithful and prayerful so we can have that revival that a lot of speak of. But there is going to be some ugliness on the way because they will not give up this power lightly. This has been something going on for hundreds of years. They're getting to that point now. I personally thought it was magnificent to see the Georgia Guidestones blown up. I don't know how that happened or who did it or what, but everything on those Guidestones is exactly what these power elites are trying to bring into play. And for many of us who thought, oh, it's 20, 30 years down the road, economically and financially, it's happening right now. If you saw what was going on in China, if you see what's getting ready to happen in Europe, you'll know what's going to be coming to the United States. This is serious that we need to at least adjust our thinking. Now, not be afraid, but adjust our thinking.
Okay, so if they're thinking about getting gold or silver, rhodium or palladium, those kind of metals, what do they do? How do you get a hold of you? And is that something they just make one phone call or should they set up an account? Can you help them with an IRAs? Kind of tell us about that.
It's a pretty simple process, but I think more importantly is just trying to understand. So it's important to start the process of anything because we have too much of our hard-earned wealth and our savings tied up in a banking system or a brokerage firm that will be susceptible to these bail-ins when a freeze takes place. So when it comes to IRAs or cash, you can easily convert them into physical assets like silver and gold. They can go to our website at cornerstoneassetmetals.com, register for information, start the process of learning. They can also give us a call, talk to a representative, but I think start the process and ask the questions because being properly diversified into these type of assets like gold and silver is essential right now because number one, it's outside the system. And two, its wealth factor is going to be pretty extraordinary. I know people are not going to believe me, Stan, but coming in the next couple of years, they're going to be shocked at where they see these prices go.
Well, the prophecies say it doesn't come down gradually. If the dollar were to fall gradually, then maybe they say, okay, it's time to do it. But that's not what it says. It happens like almost overnight. First of all, there's a fall of 30%, 50%, 66% down to zero. So it's chunks. It happens quickly. Means they need to get moving on doing something now quickly.
You know, there's no doubt about that. I would be no doubt if you have, if I still talk to people, they have a significant amount of money in the stock market, in the banking system. They're still just not thinking. But when you say that, that's very interesting because these leaders, some of these leaders got caught. They actually got caught in conversations. This is slip of tongue stuff. This is not something made up. They've got caught. That's what Jim Rickards was pointing out, which he's a solid guy. But the thing is, they got caught saying it. They know the freeze is coming. When that freeze comes, Stan, it's exactly what you just said. We will wake up one morning. It's frozen. I don't even know the internet could even be frozen. You're not going to get cash out of an ATM. I'd be having some cash around in a fireproof safe if I were you. But the point is that freeze episode is what they will use to reinstitute the global order. Now, what event will cause that? I don't believe we're looking at it right now, but believe me, it's going to come quickly. And I'm not sure what it is, but I don't know. I don't think any of us want to know, to be honest.
These days, do you prefer they call or just go to your website?
I think going to the website and registering is a good idea. They're very busy. We've had a lot of inquiry. It takes time to explain the process. It's not just about buying silver and gold. It really is about a good relationship with the person you buy it from. There's a lot of thought that goes into what you get and how you get it, what you do, especially IRAs. IRAs are very simple. We actually, you know, for a prophecy club, I know we've done this. We take care of the setup fees to transfer over. It's a few pieces of paper and you can roll over a portion of that IRA into physical asset like gold and silver that are in a vault in your name. And then if anything gets really crazy, you can just literally have that physical metal shipped to you, deal with the taxes later on. Because if it's in an IRA, you still have to pay your tax on it, but it's something you can do later on down the line. But I would be taking it serious because when that event happens, and I'm not trying to be fearful, Stan, I'm not the one. You're the one that brought this information to me. And then I go, go figure. That conversation you brought to me is exactly what they're saying at the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum. They're all out in the open saying it right now, which tells me if they're that courageous to say it that publicly, they either think we're really stupid and not paying attention, or they know they've got the upper hand.
Mar-a-Lago.
Yes. What is that? You know what I mean? Like, in America, have we ever gotten to a point where the rule of law is so obviously violated? There is something big coming down. They are terrified.
Broke into his personal safe. They took a safe cracker in.
And passports. Like, what were they? It's a president of the United States.
Right out of your account. If they will do that, nothing they won't do.
That's my point. If they can go and raid a president's private residence, which, believe me, there's been plenty of reasons to do that in the past that actually were real.
Right.
If they can do that now and it was completely bogus and everybody knows it is, what do you think they're going to do when there's laws in place that actually say that they can take the money out of your bank accounts and they can do the bail-ins? You're going to be so disappointed in yourself if you're not at least diversified. That's the point.
I hear like people right now clicking, going to your website saying, okay, you have my attention on this one. When they went to Mar-a-Lago and they did that, 87,000 armed IRS agents, armed.
Oh, you know where that's going. I mean, yeah, you know where that's going. This is not good. This is going to Soviet Union tactic. This is what they're going to do in order to usher in the one world order, one world taxation, one world money.
What they're
if
saying,
they can do that to them, can you imagine?
Of our flesh.
Yeah.
We want blood. We want your blood. And so having gold and silver, look, I don't want to pull up to a gas station and they say the electricity's off, or they say the credit cards are down. I'm sorry, but you got to pay cash and we aren't accepting dollars.
Oh, there's no doubt that you just got to go back to the South, you know, when the South were so wealthy and then all of a sudden their currency went to zero. All fiat currencies go to zero. And listen, I should say this. I mean, I would love for you folks to go to Cornerstone for the business. I mean, we're an on fire company and we put a lot of money back into ministry. So it's a good place to sow seed, but just go somewhere to get it. But be very cautious. A vast majority of the gold companies that are advertising out there on TV, they're what we call bait and switchers. They bring you in on a certain item, but then they try to charge you 2 to 3 times the amount. They'll charge you $70 for something I'm selling for $30. It's not good business. These are not good people. And almost all those companies are ran, I can only tell you, by people you wouldn't want to know. You wouldn't have them over for dinner.
I'll give you a specific example. Prophecy Club started in 1993, somewhere in the ballpark of like 1994 or 5. I had this gold company call and say, hey, you know, we'd like to sponsor Prophecy Club, blah, da, 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 da. And I called a guy that I happened to know used to work there. And I said, what do you think? And there was a long pause. I remember it specifically. He said, Stan, he said, I used to work there, and I'm not going to say anything bad about him. But I will say this, you will regret it. Well, I didn't listen. sure enough, a couple of months later, we had to part our ways because this guy was just crooked. And sure enough, a few years later, I heard he got arrested. So it's sad to say, but some businesses seem to just have less than righteous people working in. And yours is one of those.
I'm telling you, in this industry, I've been doing it a long time, Stan. This industry, it is hardcore bad news. And that's why, you know, I think the government, it's to some extent, would like to control it even more because there's so much wickedness. But a vast majority of companies out there, now there's a handful of good ones. I've had some good relationships with some good ones, but they're not Christian like us. There's a handful that are. But a vast majority of them, they are bait and switchers, and they all have the same story. They have the same script. They lie. 90% of everything they say, they're lying to you. And it's sad because we're so money into the wrong organizations. And that's why I would rather you come at least to someone like us, where you're going to get honest discussion, honest analysis, and honest service that'll take you through the whole process, even later on down the road when you go to sell in.
Okay. One of the things that I think is, I praise God for about Prophecy Club is they know I'm not going to lie to them. Now, if I say something and it's not accurate, at the time I say it, they know it's the truth as far as I can bring it to them. And when I called that day, we hadn't been with you too long, and I said to Stan Johnson, Prophecy Club, Prophecy Club, we love Prophecy Club people. They went on and on because they understand, they know what's going on. Now, I say all that to say this. I'm going to say that I know Terry. I've met Terry. I've talked to some of his people. He's a guy, and this is a company that you can trust. They'll trust to treat you right, give you fair prices, fair delivery. They'll help you to the very best of their ability. So I'm going to recommend you go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. And I don't even have to ask you to say Prophecy Club, because I'm certain that the blessing they send to Prophecy Club gets to us.
Yes.
It's a good place to go. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
And you know what I'd like to say too, Stan, is really funny. Many of them may not know that you and I have gone back, some time, and we had a moment, because you and I are very serious about being serious. And we had a moment in that hotel in Dallas where you and I were both ready to just pull up fists. It was so cute because we were just so serious. And then we ended up, God just so brought us back together because we are so like-minded in the passion we have to help one another. But I think if people realize, I'm saying that as a compliment to you too, because Stan is not someone that you're pushing around in any way, shape, or form. And, that was such a great example, but yet our hearts were so aligned in the mission that we have that God brought us back together again. And it's been a good blessing. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. So in conclusion, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Thank you for watching. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Terry, thank you for being on our guest.
Oh, God bless you, Stan. Thank you, too.
All of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.